Log Talk Radio.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
By renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club in whatever city you call home or on a weekend visit searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Listening to
the Wednesday night best jazz show on the earth. I mean, I don't care if you're in outer space. You could get me. You could dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world and get into my show. Jazz. The show is called All That Jazz Now. And tonight's subtitle, Jazz is Great Jazz. 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 Oh, man, I like that. Why, jazz is one of the best sounds in music because it's full of vibration, hesitation, echolation, and ducassation. I don't even know what ducassation means. But we got some great jazz for you tonight. We're going to start it off with Feeling the Rhythm. And notice I said feeling, F-E-E-L-I-N, not feeling, like you educated people say, but feeling, da, D-A, rhythm. It's not even spelled like rhythm. So anyway, we got a great show to start. We got Joe Sample, Sade, Penny Wells, Jr., Renee Jr., bad. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my producer just informed me. He said, Don, why are you rushing? It's Tuesday. I said, what? He said, it's Tuesday the 24th. Your show ain't till Wednesday the 25th. I said, oh, no. He said, you rushing around and zooming me like, come on, get on air. And he's like, you ain't got no show today. Okay, anyway, I'm just going to play some jazz tracks while I work. I don't care. But there is no show today. So anybody listening, you can go do what the heck you want to do. I'm just going to play music. Oh, Don, stop rushing.
Thank you. Is it a wrong, when it seems all hope is gone in your world. When you hold your head down low, you don't know which way to go. You can always rest assured that I'm on your side. No matter how the enemy will try to bring you down, there's only one thing you should know. If you know nothing else, know that my love will be today, my love will be yours today. You might find some of those dreams weren't as close as they seemed, and now you're in despair. If you turn around, you'll see that I'll catch you, don't worry. You know I truly care. I'm always here with you. No matter what you do, I'll always pick you up. There's only one thing you should know. If you know, know that my love will be yours today. My love will be yours today. Turn around to see and lean on. hurt you, baby. You know I hurt myself as well. Is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think he wants to live a loved one gone? I love you, baby, more than you'll ever know. Never know. When I wasn't making too much money, you know where my paycheck went. You know I brought it home to baby, and I never spent one red cent. Do you think he wants his little loved one gone? I love you, baby, more than you'll ever know. More than you'll ever know.
Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Thank you.
Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with an understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story, but it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man. Crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well.
Caravan across the desert like an airy man.
again. You can reach me by sailboat, climb a train, swing rock to rock, take a sled and fly down slow into these arms of mine. You can jump on a speedy coast, cross the border in a blazing roar. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. There are hills and mountains.
When all the poems on the theme have been written, and all the night and day dreams dreamt without prophecy or fulfillment, when hope sustains us no longer, nor being drunk or busy or therapeutically in love keeps us from remembering. When we have forgotten even why we parted, if we ever knew it at all. Remembering, however, when we could be warm together, kiss though with a cold, when even baby talk became you, yes, and everything I said was sweet or funny, and everything you did was beautiful. I keep your eyes by heart after the very first reading. I could repeat them in detail, remembering their elements in pearls and moonstones and the dark wings of a starling. and the bright morning faces of asters. I learned your hair many ways, by the musk and visually, by the braille touch. After one fitting only, if I could cup my hands just so, as if they held your face. Blindfolded, I could kiss a thousand mouths and know your lips. I could tell time by your mouth's kisses. Feel rich red colors, taste sun ripe fruits. I know the season of the year. I took your body like a glass of sweet milk at bedtime, and my eyelids let go at the hinges when I loved you, when you were all I, and all of me was you. My season rhymed with your season, and our bodies made music and gave light, and all things absolute. I have looked too long upon you, too long. And with so much love that strangers can see you in my face, as the sun in vivid colors leave an after image in the eyes.
Sometimes you can work it out. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you're forced to watch everything fall apart inside of your hands. Sometimes leaving is easy. Sometimes it ain't. Sometimes it hurts to know the love in your head is slowly fading away. Can say whatever you like, as long as we just say goodbye.
I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydream. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
that we shared in the mask and me not there. Oh,
you won't travel stay the rest.
I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets, for I have learned that all you give is all you get, so give it all. I'm hungry still to see what's down another road beyond the hill and do it all again. So here's to life. funny how the time just flies. How love can go from warm hello to sad goodbyes and leave you with the memories you've memorized to keep your winters warm. For there's no yes in yesterday, and who knows what tomorrow brings or takes away. As long as I'm still in the game, I wanna play for laughs, for life, for love. So here's to life and every joy it brings. Here's to life, to dreamers and their dreams. May all your storms be weathered and all that's good get better. Here's to life, here's to love, here's to you.
Do you think he wants his little loved one gone? than you'll ever know. More than you'll ever know.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I love writing a fun love story. You meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Thank you.